You said earlier that the equator comes from the east and crosses the China Sea, India, and some islands?
Yes. And those who live on this line, that is the equator, they have equal nights and equal days. The mornings and the night time is exactly the same length of time. And they are the same distance from the North Pole and the South
Please.
Pole.
Thanks.
Dear scientists, it will be rainy tonight. So please spend the night here in the mill with me.
The sky is bright. It won't rain. Please.
Thank you.
It will be rainy tonight.
No, it won't.
Natural science requires observing the sun, the moon, the stars, and other sensibles. A true natural scientist has to observe all of the external world, its matter, its substance, very carefully. Sheikh Biruni, are you certain it won't rain tonight?
Yes, I'm sure.
Gentlemen, you must spend the night inside the mill, because it will rain.
No, brother, I don't think so. It's clear to me that soon the stars will all be out.
Dear gentlemen, it will be raining tonight.
No, it won't rain.
It will rain.
The person who's telling you it won't rain is both an astronomer and a geographer who has written many, many hundreds of treatises on changes in the weather and on geography. He's Sheikh Abu Rayan Biruni, and I'm Bu Ali Sina.
Anyway, it'll rain tonight.
It won't rain. You insist that it'll rain. So let me tell you something. If it rains, we'll come inside.
Dear scientist, what did you say?
If it rains, we'll come inside.
I am a heavy sleeper, so I put the latch on the door when I go to sleep at night. I won't wake up, no matter how much you knock the door. So, sirs, come inside the mill. It will rain tonight. That, scientists, I can promise you.
Man, the sky is cloudless and no breeze is blowing. Logic is a theoretical skill that teaches us the correct way of definition and deduction and tells us about the components of things.
Dear scientists, it will rain tonight.
In such fresh air, we'll sleep under the open sky and won't come into the mill. This is Sheikh Arias Bu Ali Sina, and I'm Abu Rehan Biruni. We assure you, the miller, that it won't rain tonight.
Thank you.
Sheikh Biruni. Sheikh Biruni, wake up. The sky has turned gray.
It won't rain. It wasn't a thunderbolt, was it? Certainly it wasn't a thunderbolt.
Certainly that wasn't a thunderbolt either.
Open the door, Miller! Open the door!
Open it, please!
Open the door! Open it!
Open it, please!
Open the door! Open it! Open the door, please! Open up!
A very good morning to you, dear scientists.
Good morning. Who told you that it would rain?
I wish you'd slept inside the mill. It would have been better for you.
Did you find out why it rained last night?
I'm curious to know how you knew it would rain and I didn't. The good Scrofer, an astronomer. I didn't know it. I had no idea it was going to water.
I don't know, sir. My dog knew. On the night that it's going to rain, the dog knows in advance and comes inside the mill furtively and sleeps in his place. That's how I knew it was going to rain last night.
Are you washing off the content of your treatise?
The treatise is on the changes in the weather. When what a dog knows is more reliable than what's written in a book, then you must wash off the content of the book.
Biruni, are you really going your separate way?
Buali, to be honest, I'm still thinking about the observatory I've made in Khwarazm.
But the king of Khwarazm may give you to Sultan Mahmud.
Let's throw caution to the wind. I'll find a guide and return to Gorganj when the time is right.
So, why then did you go on such a difficult journey?
It was a pleasant journey to be in your company.
Biruni, Sultan Mahmud has animosity against the followers of the Prophet. Sultan Gabusin Vosmgir, the ruler of Gorgan, is Shia. And Gorgan will have a quiet life.
I prefer to have my observatory rather than to have a quiet life. You know what I mean? I hope to see you again very soon, God willing. Forgive me if we don't see each other anymore. We'd better part ways now. I think it's time for us to part ways right now.
As you wish. As you wish.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello there. How far is it from here to Gorgan?
Sir, you're already in Gorgan. This is Gorgan.
They owe their power to the Baghdad Caliph.
Which power? Here is the realm of the Ziyarids. In your territory, you are the chief of the Ziyarids. What are Sultan Mahmud's envoys doing in our territory? What are they going to do that we are not aware of?
In the name of the Baghdad Caliph, I behead the heretics.
You also call them heretics? They're the followers and lovers of the Prophet's family. How can they be so powerful without being close allies of the chiefs of the Ziyarids, our domestic enemy? Identify Sultan Mahmud's envoys and try to know how they have come to Gorgon. Find the answers as soon as is possible. Do you understand me?
Yes, Your Majesty.
We haven't found any trace of him yet.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to see you.
Master Jawzajani, tell us who it was who you got the news from exactly.
From Muhammad Sahli, Karazim Shah's wise vizier.
He has kindly answered my letter informing me that Sheikh Orayis, along with Sheikh Abu Rehan and Abu Sahle, the Christian, is going to Gorgon to see Your Excellency.
Sheikh Orais has praised your excellency many times before Karazim Shah's vizier for your faith and sophistication. So there's no doubt that he'll come to see your excellency if he arrives safely.
Sheikh Orais has always answered my letters very kindly. So I'm sure we'll have the pleasure of seeing him if he arrives safely, at least.
We've got a lot of questions to ask Sheikh Orais. That's why we've come here to the court.
I really fear he may be in serious trouble or have been caught by Sultan Mahmud's soldiers.
I have heard Mahmud has expelled him from the court.
No, Master, that's not true. Sheikh Orais has never gone to Mahmud's court.
Do you believe it?
We've heard that Sultan Mahmud has had Abu Nasri, the Iraqi, draw 50 portraits of him and send them everywhere to find him and take him to Mahmud's court.
Yes, that's true, Master. Mahmud has indeed asked for Sheikh Orais from Emis.
He's supposed to come to Gorgan.
God is with him. Hopefully he'll come here safely.
If I find him, I swear to God, I'll be his student for the rest of my life and never, never, never leave him. Pity I saw him once and didn't recognize that he was Sheikh Orais.
I hope he will arrive in Gorgan safely. Now come here and sit beside us, Jozajani.
It's not right to join such a great session since I've just arrived. If your excellency and dear scientists permit me, I'd like to sit here.
Just as you wish.
It astonishes me that the king treats a man who has just arrived with such respect.
What did you say?
Long live the king. I just said that it astonishes me that Sheikh Orais has taught his students good manners.
It's not surprising if he has. I haven't had the pleasure of being his student, so you should blame me, not him, if I'm not well-mannered. Hear me.
I have heard that Sheikh Orais belittles both ancient and contemporary scientists.
I've never heard of such a thing.
He said about Plato that a bugger called Plato had little knowledge. About those philosophers who read peripatetic books, he said we're dealing with a group of people deprived of insight who are like dead wood. He said that if he had found among them a man qualified enough, he would have given them all of his past research. And this is what was said about Plato.
Aristotle said himself that Plato and the truth of knowledge are his friends. Friends that have become estranged from each other, and he has to meditate between. He says at the end of the day, he prefers the truth.
I wonder why he hasn't made fun of Aristotle. It wouldn't surprise me if such a rude man denied the resurrection of the bodies.
My goodness, this is a malicious vilification of the Sheikh. He confirms via religion and the Prophet that in the hereafter we will be chastised and rewarded. He says there are those who do not worship God out of fear or for rewards. They are true believers who have no aim but to get closer to God.
Excellent.
Shut up! You and him.
Dear scientists, stop it. Get up. People expect a lot of you.
Your Excellency, I'll never remain in a place where the name of Bu Ali is mentioned. I swear to God I won't remain in Gorgan if he comes to Gorgan.
A man who analyzes resurrection like philosophers is a heretic.
My eye. My eye.
Damu! Damu! Catch him!
Let's go!
Why? What have I done wrong?
Run.
What? Why? No! What have I done wrong?
Come, let's
what
go!
What have I
run.
Done wrong?
Take him, take him.
What?
Let's
no.
go!
Don't take me away! What have I done wrong?
Hello?
Hello there. Can I help you with something?
Can I ask you a question? I've just arrived in Gorgan. I come here all the way from Karazim. At the city gate, I saw heads on spears.
Where do you come from?
From Karazim.
What was your question?
Who were the men in black? Who was the young man? What was his crime?
I don't know. Seemingly, they're accused of threatening Sultan Qaboos with death.
Isn't Qaboos the ruler here?
They have animosity towards Ali's family. Sultan Qaboos is known to be Ali's follower. I shall say no more.
Who are they, Qaboos' enemies?
Oh Allah, send blessings on Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad.
What a strange city we've arrived in.
He let his young student remain in the session and threw me out of the court for disparaging him. For disparaging him, I tell you. Damn him to hell. Damn him and damn his wives and his children. May God cast him to hell and destroy his home.
What are you saying there, my friend?
I'm cursing him. I'm cursing Bou Ali.
Which Bou Ali do you mean?
Bou Ali Sinar.
What harm has he done to you that you're cursing him?
First of all, Sultan Qaboos Voshmgir treated his young student with respect and threw me out of his court for defaming him. Secondly, Bou Ali has fled from Sultan Mahmud's court, which is a shelter for scientists and devout Muslims. To cap it all off, he believes in the unity of the necessary being.
Curse him for not acknowledging divine unity. What do you expect from a man who cannot differentiate between pantheism, which mystics believe in, and the unity of necessary being, which philosophers believe?
Are you his advocate?
I am him himself.
You shut up!
I'm Bou Ali.
You shut up! Get out of my face! It's a sin to look at you! It's a sin! It's a sin to stay in a city where Bou Ali steps in. Get up! Get up!
Stay for a moment, man. Let's have a talk.
I curse you much more because I thought Bou Ali was an old man. Not as young as you are. God and the Prophet damn you.
God and the Prophet bless me overmuch, my friend. since they don't like bad-tempered people like you.
Shame on you! Huh.
Speak. I allowed you to come to the garden because you said you the Sultan Mahmud's envoys.
Yes, and all his greetings upon you.
Hail the Turkish Sultan. You're wasting my time. Don't beat around the bush.
You're most certainly right. Gorgon has turned into a shelter for anti-caliph rebels. His Majesty has a strong bond with the Abbasid's empire.
The Carmathians, Esoterics, and Heterics are living in Gorgon freely.
Are they the Ziryad Sultan's allies?
That's a vicious slander. The Caliph of Baghdad's name is always mentioned in sermons. You never bow down to him.
It seems a new religion has been introduced in Gorgon.
A new religion? There isn't a grain of truth in what you said.
Please, you're going to have to excuse my bluntness, for I am just the messenger. The tribal chiefs of the Birds, the Deliumid, and even the Ziryads are against Gabos. If His Excellency withdraws the support from you, you won't be able to keep the throne. Not even for a day of rain.
So tell your Sultan to withdraw his support.
The Ziyarid Sultan has gathered many, many a scientist in his own court. Scientists who must be in our Sultan's court.
Mind your own business.
Sultan Mahmud has recently conquered Khwarazm.
Congratulations, but he cannot invade Gorgon.
He won't invade because of circumstances.
You are two rude and brazen men!
We are Sultan Mahmud's envoys, you know that.
Give my best to your Sultan, and tell him that I was so patient that I spared his envoys' lives. I would send an envoy to the Sultan. Now, get out of my face.
We've been informed that Bo Ali is in your land. We give you his portrait by Abu Nasir the Iraqi. Find him and send him to us. This is what you can do for our Sultan.
I swear to God that Gbose is true to his word. If I find him, I'll cherish him as a man who ought to be revered. And you six men, if you open your mouths and say even one word, I'll send your heads with my envoy as a gift to your Sultan.
To Abu Nasr the Iraqis. The man I once sold a book for 3 dirhams to.
Does he know you as well?
I'm not sure if he'd remember me.
Jozajani, Mahmud's envoy was right. The tribal chiefs of the Ziyarids, Daylamids, and Beards are against Gbose. They want to dethrone me and crown my son, Manucher, to be their puppet. Manucher is just a young man with no experience. Find Sheikh Orias Abu Ali Sina and tell him to hide his identity and not to come and see me. I'm afraid what threatens me may also threaten him. If you find the Sheikh, tell him not to stay in Gorgon. Though I've written him many letters inviting him for a visit, now is not exactly the time for him to come. Take the Sheikh to your home and I will come and I will visit him. Take it. Now go. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
But as for love and its definition, there's no consensus among philosophers and physicians. Plato says that love is the soul's unconscious movements and actions. Aristotle defines love as the besotted party's blindness to his beloved's flaws. Some say that love is a spiritual virtue. Others say that it is a kind of lunacy that everyone experiences. Diogenes considers love to be an amalgam of free will and thoughtlessness. I think people of your age are interested in the concept of love. Some others say that love is for idle and indolent people. But all philosophers agree unanimously that every being has two dimensions. One is existence, the other is essence. Existence is the source of goodness and virtue, while essence is the source of evil and imperfection. So every possible being has a propensity for spiritual virtues due to its existential dimension and abhor evil and imperfection on account of its inborn disposition. This is a concomitant of essential dimensions.